Unit 9. Listening focus. Activity 4. 1.
It was a really busy Saturday, so the multi-story car park was jam-packed. I had to drive around for about 20 minutes to find a space. I was in an incredible hurry, so I locked the car, headed for the lift, and got out at ground level where the shops are. It was only then that I realised I hadn't actually registered which row I'd parked in or even which floor I was on. I think I finally got it through my own thick skull that the secret is to make a mental note of where I am. I must have looked a right idiot hanging around until most of the other cars had gone, but I finally managed to find mine.
2.
I've always had trouble remembering my girlfriend's cousin's name. What pops into my head first is Antoinette, and then I think it's Brigitte. I usually avoid calling her anything, which was what I did last time we met. I don't think she noticed, but my girlfriend certainly did, and she was not impressed. She was so cross she would barely speak to me for the rest of the afternoon. There's actually an old song about a girl called Bernadette, and the experts say using a song or poem sometimes does the trick. I'll give it a go.
3.
I was actually really looking forward to it, but I was so busy I had to put it right out of my mind during the day. By the time I remembered, all the decent shops were closed and I ended up getting him a DVD from a petrol station. He'd bought me some pearl earrings. I could tell he was thinking I'd let our anniversary completely slip my mind, and he looked so crestfallen I felt terrible. Apparently, there's some kind of anniversary alert app you can get, and they'll send you messages with suggestions for gifts. I'll have to go for that next year.
4.
My sister used to put these little sticky notes all over the house with things she was trying to commit to memory. You'd find them on packets of cornflakes and on the bathroom mirror, everywhere. That's what I should have done, because even if I put things down on paper, if there are lots of facts and figures and so on, I get them all muddled up. For this subject, there were heaps of dates and place names. I knew that if I didn't get them straightened out in my mind, my chances of getting a good mark in the finals were out of the window. And I was right.
5.
There I was in this busy station, and I needed to get some change for the ticket machine and get to the airport, or I was going to miss my flight. I studied it for about 7 years, but my French is really rusty. I was desperately racking my brains with the phrase, I need change, but all that came into my head were words in Spanish. Apparently, if you conjure up an image of the person who originally taught you or told you something, you sometimes remember it. So I thought of my old French teacher, and suddenly a complete sentence popped into my head. I got my change.